Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Yeah, it's been tough. Dow Jones off 20.9%. This one really gets me. S&P 500 off 24.8. NASDAQ off 32.4. And the MSCI EAFE Index International Stocks off 29.19. I mean, just think about that. 20 to 30% off right now. The quarter, third quarter just ended yesterday, Friday the 30th. And here we are sitting with market lows for the year. Forget about June. We now just went through where we were. What's to come? I mean, this next week is going to be interesting, to say the least. You've got oil right now. Oil's up 5.9% for the year. Remember, we were up over 42% in oil? Now it's 5.9. How about bonds? Bonds are off 14.1%. So when you go look at your account, and you say, oh gosh, I am down a little bit. Well, how much down are you? And when the rest of people are down over 30% or down over 14% in bonds, how are you doing? Market volatility, it's there. And the S&P 500, as I just mentioned, is in bear market territory once again. And so the question right now is, how deep will this economic downturn be? If we don't have any sort of external shock, which is so hard to figure that out, obviously, you got to look at what's good in the system before we get into the negative, all right? So think about it this way. The labor market's still strong. The banking and financial system right now are pretty sound in the U.S. compared to where it was in 2008 in the great financial crisis. Credit markets appear to be orderly right now. And the U.S. economy is cranking along, because we don't rely as much as we used to on foreign energy sources. So all that's pretty good. So why are stocks down right now, and why did they drop this past week? That's the question I got last night a lot. And what's going to happen? So here we go. All right. So as I said, the S&P 500 fell to a fresh yearly low this past week. And that was because of a new headwind that all of a sudden popped up that we just didn't see coming, which was the English situation. And it was a surprise. You had the Truss government, the new prime minister. She decided to do something. I'm going to get into that in a minute, what it means and why. But add to that this. Right now, there's number two, too much global stimulus. Number three, there's too stringent lockdowns in China, which contributed to the supply chain collapse. Four, you got too much unemployment compensation, which contributed to a tighter labor market, which is what we're seeing right now. And number five, you got too easy monetary policy contributed to even more inflation. So those are five problems right now that are out there. And finally, as if all that wasn't enough, Putin upped the stakes in the Russia-Ukraine war. As you know, he's annexing Ukraine, the parts that he basically said are mine. And the U.S. and the allies right now are not going to put up with that. We know that. And so this next week, we should all expect to see the biggest escalation in nuclear threats between the U.S. and Russia since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, what's that going to do to the market? You got it. So put simply, this is all too much for stocks right now at the moment, and that's why markets are hitting fresh lows, and I think it's going to continue. To what extent? Well, I'll get there in a minute. Be patient. Patience right now is really, I want you to write that down somewhere, okay? Because when you start to get nervous, just look at that word, patience. Because I think there's a way out of this. Inflation starts to pull back, which it's going to at some point in the U.S. The Fed says we're going to stop raising rates, which at some point they're going to do. Russia-Ukraine ceases, which will happen at some point, even if it ends up being like the Korean War solution where it never really ended. There's just this demilitarized zone. I'm not laughing at that. I'm just, you know what I mean? Anyway, and then China realizes that economic collapse is worse than COVID, And the UK accepts the reality that one can't solve the problem by throwing more money at it. So once those things happen, and don't kid yourself, we've seen it this year, they happen fast. When they do, stocks will stage a massive, legitimate, well-rounded rebound. But you have to wait for it. In the meantime, you got to hang on, you got to be patient. So what's the big deal about the UK and why should you care? Well, here's why. Wednesday morning, the Bank of England, which is like our Fed, made an announcement. They declared that they stood ready to buy an unlimited, think about that, an unlimited amount of longer maturity gilts to ensure that the market would function properly. This would be like the Fed saying, we're going to buy all the treasuries out there we need to just to make the market feel good. That's a big statement. It's like an unlimited checkbook, right? So while this announcement, which was one of the most bizarre ones I've seen in my career, is going to provide some short-term relief from the yields that were rising out of control, it doesn't solve the problem. And here's why. Because the British pound has fallen sharply against the dollar, and the 10-year gilt yields have risen sharply in reaction to Prime Minister Truss' spending plan. Here's what she said. She said she's going to give money to British citizens to counter the higher electricity bills. That's against what the Bank of England's trying to do, which is to slow down inflation, slow down the economy by raising rates. So you've got one hand doing one thing and the other doing the other, which doesn't work. So what are you going to do? Well, they've got to figure it out. And the Bank of England's announcement doesn't fix the problem. It just kicks it down the road a little bit farther. So this is the first time in my career that I've ever seen this happen. But for trading in gilts and the pound to return back to normal, we got to see one of two things happen. One, either Truss has to scale back or abandon her fiscal stimulus plan, and or the Bank of England must announce a massive rate hike that will effectively offset her plan. But think about that. Where will rates go? I mean, is this going to be the 70s, 80s all over again with those sort of interest rates? You remember those days? Great for bond buyers. So why does this matter to us? Because this is a shock that, again, the market didn't expect that was coming. And so when you have these sort of things happen, the market just doesn't like it. Market's future looking, remember that. All right, so what does that mean? What does that mean as far as from a technical standpoint where the S&P 500 could go? And what should you be doing right now? Well, look, if first of all, if you're sitting on cash right now, which I know some of you are, because you're scared, you don't know what to do. I'm going to have some more for that during the show today because I know that's one of your biggest fears. We're going to talk about it. But as far as a technical support level on the S&P, we crossed yesterday. I've been giving you these numbers every week. And you may remember I said 3,600, 3,666 on the support level on the S&P. Well, we went through that this week. In fact, we went through the second one to close at 3,585 Friday the 30th. And so the next support level, get this, it's so close, 3,581, 4 points away. And if we go through that, the next support level is 3,427. Mm-hmm. So do I think we could get there? Yeah, I do think that could happen. And so, again, can you buy the bottom? No, you know, no one can do that. You can't buy the bottom. You can't sell at the top. That's just day trading. It doesn't work. But if you're sitting on cash right now and you have a longer term perspective, you might want to think about equities right now or even bonds. Bonds are pretty good. And we're going to have a whole discussion about that. So stop arguing. Be patient.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal
legal or tax specialist and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.